Thank you, everybody, for giving me the opportunity to speak and for you to listen to some of the things that have been going on in Bonterra this past year. We made huge strides in 2025, and one of the biggest strides we made is with finances, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. And we're not flashy. We don't have endless revenue. We still operate with a skeleton crew. Our street guys are also our water guys, also our sewer guys. Everybody does everything in Bonterra. Sean and the council have been working hard to fix our finances, and when you get your finances in order, that really changes everything. Tonight, we're going to celebrate the completion and dedication of our downtown tap project. If you haven't been downtown or through town, we have new sidewalks, new street lamps, everything makes downtown look really nice. We're also working through another tap project at a cost of over $500,000 to install sidewalks on both sides of South Division. And this leads me to our next highlight. We're acquiring some property by the pond to expand a walking path from the pond to the ball fields and throughout the city. This is part of a broader vision. We have so many walkers in town, and if we can get a loop throughout town, that's just going to be awesome. I want to recognize the work that the Chamber of Commerce has done with Matt as their director. This past year, the Chamber created a separate foundation to invest in the city. Their dedication to economic development, festivals, ribbon cuttings, which we had 11 this past year. We've had 16 new members to the Chamber in 25, and that's awesome, and we can't do it without him. So thank you, Matt. Infrastructure has always been a focus of for me and for Sean especially. We recently completed a lead service line grant totaling nearly $1 million, and that's just phase one. We are in the process of submitting another grant application for approximately $5 million to replace lead service lines. That's our phase two, not just city-owned, but homeowner lead service lines as well. If we get this, it'll give us a tremendous head start in modernizing our water system. The biggest thing, like I said, is finances. And this is one of the things I'm most excited about. We are close, we're very close to being 100% debt-free in Bonterra. We're down to one bond issue. We have one bond issue left in our water department, and then we're free. We're free and clear of debt. I know Harold always talks about paying with cash, not going into debt, and we are almost there. Our senior center is another success story. We have now, it maintains nearly 100% reserves in its accounts. During the October government shutdown, we were able to provide meals without interruption. That stability matters to our seniors and to our families in the area. We had a couple big events last year, Halloween on Church Street, Hometown Christmas Market. I live on Church Street. I don't keep track of how many kids we had. My neighbors do. We had almost 3,000 trick-or-treaters coming through, not including parents and family members, little kids dressed up, 3,000. Our Christmas market sold out of vendor spaces this past year. Weather didn't cooperate, but it was still a success. Our apartment fund has been doing pretty good. It's allowed us to do these matching grants that I mentioned. We are paying loggers for our city employees from this fund. We are about halfway through replacing all of the flooring in our city-owned apartments. We have 63 apartments behind City Hall. We're going to be adding trout fishing to our pond this year, thanks to the apartment fund funding this. We've had community service projects this past year. We added a dog park. We have new playground equipment at the ball fields. We've made upgrades to the city park, and we have renovations going on at Heritage Hall right now. We've also applied for a grant to upgrade our pool and tennis courts, not for a water park. We don't have one of those. What we want is a community pool that's going to last another 40 years for us. Nothing's official, but we're pretty confident and optimistic in getting this. Our public safety has also seen major strides. We've added 6 new cruisers. We've added a full-time detective position. And in exactly 1 week, our newest officer will begin service. It is our canine dog, Odin. And so that's going to be great for Bon Terre. Our fire department, we were able to purchase a pumper truck to replace a truck that is 30 years old. And even though with Big River, they became a fire protection district in April, the city's not a part of that, but I just wanted to mention that as well. And with the fire department, one exciting new thing we have coming to town is a fire truck museum. It is, we are renovating, or they're renovating, an old building right in the middle of town for a fire truck museum. I just have one more thing to say with Bon Terre. There's been some bills filed at the state level that would kneecap us. The biggest one is eliminating the sales tax on food. Well-intentioned, sounds fantastic, but we've done the math. It would cost Bon Terre close to $450,000 every year. Much of it from our general, from our general revenue and our Prop P. 25% of our budget eliminated. We're not the worst hit either. If other mayors knew how much they would lose, it's a big thing. For the county, we're looking at nearly $9 million out. There's bills proposing changes to property taxes. There's been proposals that would require cities to move utility lines. There's bills that would make it more difficult for cities to approve local taxes and bonds. I believe in responsible government. I believe in fiscal discipline. I want to make Bon Terre as fiscally efficient as possible. But we, our local communities, have to have the basic tools necessary to govern. The General Assembly needs to understand the real world impact these decisions have on us here today. We're not flush with cash. No one is. We are able to do what we do with what we currently have. Our belts have always been tightened, and we have been good stewards of our finances. We've worked too hard to climb out of this hole just to be shoved back into it. But I still am optimistic. I am excited to hear about the other progress. We've heard Seth's, we've heard Bon Terre's, we're going to hear a couple other cities. Seth didn't say this exactly, but I share the same sentiments. A rising tide raises all ships. And hearing all these things that we've already heard today makes me excited to hear what everyone else has to say. Thank you.